So today's subject is how to do our bhakti. How? You see? You said there are 9 kinds of ways, kinds of bhakti, or the devotion. 5, 9 kinds. Navda means 9. There are 9 ways and means to have, to strengthen our bhakti or devotion in God. First of all, we have got your eyes. Through the eyes, that devotion is always developed and strengthened. So when you see the God in man, the God in you, light or sound, or the physical body which radiates the light and sound, when you see Him, eyes are the windows of the soul. We receive impressions from outside. About 80% of this, all impressions which we receive from outside, 80% are received through the eyes. So eyes are the most effective way to develop, to strengthen the devotion in us for Him, whom we love. So just you see, receive impressions, let those impressions embed it in your heart, and close your eyes. You look, see, the God in man and the God light and sound, or the light and sound which radiates from the human pole. Just look at it, intently, mindfully, penetrating, just forgetting everything else. Receive impressions, then close your eyes. Let those impressions be embedded in your heart. You see? Result will be, in due course of time, of course not always, all at once, that will be developing and that devotion will be strengthened from day to day. So much so that you will feel He is in me and I am in Him. You see? This is the true. So, true devotion, true bhakti is developed in this through the eyes. Well, God radiates through the eyes of this God-man, you see. Your eyes, through your eyes, you see into His eyes. When two eyes and two eyes meet together, and you see and He sees, you see, He just sheds or gives a direct glances of His high divinity through you. You receive it. Receive the impression, close your eyes. Be absorbed in that. In due course, you'll feel, as you think, so you become. This is the best way of strengthening the devotion within you. So there are 9, so one is taken as a bridegroom and a bride. Christ has said, God is our bridegroom, everlasting bridegroom. Worldly bridegrooms are for 100 years at the most. The bridegroom of the soul is God Himself, and all our souls are His virgin girls, you see. So if you want that He should be just, what you say, enthused in your very life, then receive the impression. This is the most effective way of developing love, or devotion, or strengthening in due course. The first kind is just like a bride and bridegroom. You see, in Christ, Catherine and others, they said, well, I've been just betrothed with Christ. So Catherine used to wear one ring here, you see, in sign of that she's betrothed to Christ. These are some of the examples, you see. So when two become one, outward examples are given just to bring home the truth of it at the back of it, you see. When two unite in the worldly way, they forget everything, they forget their body, they just enjoy that by absorption, soul into soul, they forget all world over. Similarly, when our soul, these impressions, and we, those are embedded in our heart, naturally in due course of time, patience is necessary, you see, perseverance is necessary. Then you feel from day to day that He is in me and I am in you. So Christ, Kabir had given an example. Just can I just lay down the bed within your eyes and look at him and absorb your whole radiation what he gives within you and close your eyes with these eyebrows, you see, put these cheeks outside, curtains, and you be there and he be within you. You don't look to anybody and let him not look to anybody else. You see, these are the examples to show. In this way, you will please the Lord, and Lord will be pleased with you. This is one way, it's like that. When you receive impression with it, then naturally your heart will be just overflowed with it, devotion and love. So what will give you, you will always be thinking of it. And when you meet others, you are speaking of the Lord, of the bridegroom, just like the outer way, those who are newly married, they sit down, bride together, and talk about the husband, you see. Just like those are on the way back to God, they receive those impressions within them. They always, when two meet, they think of the God or God in them. And that devotion still further overflows, you see, becomes stronger and so much so that by radiation you are overflowed with that love divine, you see. This is one way how we should be devotion. There are other ways that we're speaking before. So today's subject is how to do devotion to the Lord. One way is like that. Receive in the old days there were some in the original time and in the time of Swamiji, if they asked him, people used to look into the eyes of the Master. They would sit back. They would look into the eyes. For a few minutes, they would receive impression. This is the strongest way to receive the radiation of the Master. Once I was just talking, and my Master used to, when I used to go, he would order sit by me, give talk. I used to talk to him and the people enjoyed. So I was just explaining that in the old times, Masters allowed the disciples to just make them sit before them and look into his eyes. Eyes are the windows of the soul. It is God within him that looks to you. And when you are receptive, you see all those impressions. This is, I think, the best way out. Then the time came out further, you see. Without a duty, he would not allow to go to his own life. He would say, oh, what is life? Look at me. So one of the disciples was sitting there, he cried, Master, why don't you allow us to do that? You see? So this is one of the nine forms of the devotion or bhakti, which is the most effective, I would say. Naturally, when you do that, embedded in your heart, out of the abundance of heart, a man speaks. Natural. You're always singing praises of the God, God in there. When two men of the disciples sit together, they're always talking of God. When more than one sits together, the devotion to the God-man or Guru Bhakti is strengthened. You follow me now? How these things are dwelt. These are not given in talks, I tell you. These are practical hints which are given in the morning, every day. So these are the way those who follow that way. Naturally, when that is embedded in your heart, you will speak out of the abundance of your heart. When two will meet, he will be remembered, not to whom you talk. And two girls, newly married, they all talk of the bridegroom, you see. Similarly, when two disciples, devoted to the Master, the God is man of God, when they sit together, they always think of the Master or God. So naturally, how the love is radiated between two disciples. When they speak of their bridegroom, how nearer at heart you feel to each other. Similarly, when you speak of God, those who are on the way to that, they dwell more love. You see? That is such a relation which cannot be broken even after death. So God unites us, God man unites us in a relation which continues even after leaving the body. Our Master used to say, well, someone going across the river, some have reached before, the others are following, but all will meet together at the other side. Those who are initiated on the way back to God, they are all to go there. But who will go? Who will do bhakti in this way? These are things to just judge where we stand. So highest aim to have in human life, you see, is to know God. Because no God unless you know yourself, unless you have been drawn from all, the example is still given. You are cut off from outside. That's the most effective way, I would say, tell you. That's the bread of life, what Christ said. I am the bread of life. This is bread of life has come down from heaven. Those who partake of it shall have everlasting life. It's not the outer bread of life, you should pray. It is bread of life, which you get by looking through the windows of the soul, I would say, just into the window in which that Master, God in man, is radiating His love. This is most effective. This only expressed in words, you really get bread of life. That's the most effective way. The one of it. Not even that is there, you enjoy those who are on the way. You talk, oh, Master is like that, Master is like, God is like that. You dwell more. And all of you singing praises of Him, the God in Him. This is one way, in which our devotion is dwelt and is strengthened also. But time factor is necessary, patience is necessary, perseverance is necessary. Not in one day. In 2 days you'll find it. You'll forget who you are. It is I? No, no, no more I. It is He who dwells in my heart. Then the criteria remains. Just put the same question to the Master and also to the one disciple who is just in tune with the Master. If you put in the same question, the same words will come out from the Master as you will ask from the disciple. Exactly the same word. The same words when Master speaks of such a disciple, well, he may be hundreds of miles away, he will feel radiation while there. That's it. He should become receptive. And that's the most effective. What I learnt, I tell you, from my Master, I'll simply look at it. I question all through life, 2 or 3 questions I put in. No more. So what is He? He comes with us. And God is in Him and the God comes within you. That's all. Very simple way, no philosophy required. You learn by radiation more, thousands of times more than you have through practices and other. Your practices are, you see, fruitful, becomes fruitful when you do that. For a while you see, you sit, you are withdrawn and gone, going. All foreign thoughts won't intervene, interfere. This is one way of bhakti. This is one, nine, there are 9 ways. 2, 3 comes that way. One like that, then the, what is within you, you speak of that, naturally out of the abundance of what a man speaks. And whenever 2 are the same, on the same way together, they overflow with love. For God, not for love with each other. That is but natural. So God in man unites us in such a relation, which never, what you say, broken, even after leaving the body. We are all on the one way to back, on the same. So we have to just judge how far we have gone. There is no question of high or low, you see, rich or poor. Who have done it? I was just talking about the devotion to God and to the Master, you see. True worship lies in the fact that man must be true to the words of the Master, the God speaking through him. What he says is the Bible, is the Veda, is the Grantha, is the Quran. Take it as Bible truth, you see, and act on it. By simply paying obeisance outside, that won't help you. Unless you pay obeisance to the words and the commandments given by the Master, the God in him. Understand? Many people come to this system. What for? Only to have personal interest in that. Name and fame, I am the biggest worker in the system. Just having control of the bias, where people just look to my beck and call, like that. He wants to just to perceive the Master too. He says the Master work is going on only through us, but for us. Such like attitude, these people go on so long as their interests are served, they will go on. When their interests are marred somehow or other, directly or indirectly, they will go against the Master openly. Such instances have been always in the times of the Master too. Even Judas was played against Christ. It was you crucified him. Even in all sessions, people come on different things. I am telling you, those who come with true hearts, really for devotion to God, they will have God. But if they come with some purpose in view, maybe name and fame, maybe some lucrative point of view, you see, maybe for some purpose here and there, well, such like people cannot derive the full benefit of coming to the Lord. Just you see, those very people who were become the, I mean, commander of the system, those very people, when their interests are not served, they go against the Lord. People say, what is all that? He was the most devoted man. Well, he was not devoted to the Master, he was devoted to his personal interests. Leave your homes for the sake of God, all through the way, don't think of anything else when you reach the place. Don't think of who has come or who has not come. Only you and between you and the Master, there should be no one, nobody else. We strike friendships within the way. And take it, tell them that, well, this is the way to love God. Well, look here, love God. Love does not mean sexual love. No, let me be very frank, you see. They begin to love physically. The result is their time between the Master and the man concerned. This is all. I have been very explaining these things openly. Nowhere you will find like that. But still with that, this is going on. People, I again miss you, must be true to your own self. The God is within you, the Master is within you. If you are true to him, you have to fear none. But for the sake of interest, selfish motives, people come for name or fame or some other lucrative point of view. When those purposes are served, you are very devout, I am the servant of servants and this and that. When that is little set aside, then those very people proclaim openly, oh, such and such we have seen you are. So this is the point discussed here, you see. When you come to the Master, heart is one. You can give heart to one, not to hundreds, you see. If you are given to God, then love all God for the sake of God. All, not for the... We love people and forget God, not for them. In that way, nobody will stand between you and the Master. You will have full benefit, you derive full benefit of coming to the Master. You follow my point? This is the point discussed here. Simply two lines and ponder over what is in there and put it in practice. You may be doing so many things in your brain, but you don't act even on one word of that. Then what to do? There's a story that five Pandavas, brothers, went to their guru. The first day lesson was, we speak the truth. Go and remember these. They all left. The second day, the four brothers came up and the Yudhishthira did not come up. Third day, fourth day, 5 days, 6 days, 7 days passed. All were coming, but Yudhishthira did not turn up. Those four brothers told the Guru, look here, that is very simple. You said, speak the truth. We have remembered these very words the very moment you uttered it. But very strange how bad luck, I would say, such like Yudhishthira. He had not been able to remember these few words, speak the truth. Then he came up after some days and said, Master, I have remembered. And he never spoke lie all through life. Such like attitude will make you perfect. You know so many things, you don't put it into practice, even one of them, then what do you put on? If you want to derive the full benefit of attaining, being at the feet of your master, or by joining any school of thought, if you don't obey the commandments of your master, how can you proceed further? Student comes, master gives you a lesson, and the student does not remember that lesson what is given, then he does not care to put in, how far can he proceed further? Master gives some lesson, he memorizes it, then again comes, master gives furthermore. He does not even remember the very first lesson, then how can he proceed? Then you come here like a business, like I tell you, very strange, only paying obeisance, telling only humility outer way, that won't help you, mind that. If you love me, Christ said, keep my commandments. So, tum ye pyar karte ho, to mere commandments ko hum chalo bas le sab. So you people come here with all due deference. Why you waste your time? You come here for some higher purpose, make the use of this, best use of this. Only for wishy-washy way you come here, pay a visit like a custom, many things, you see, that won't give you anything. So this is what is explained here. In this book, you see, is gems, I would say. These points have been discussed in detail. This has gone through me with the grace of my God Guru, you see. And every detail has been discussed here, with His grace. And those people who go into the depths of the thing, they know what is what. Start one thing from today. Well, feel the truth. Come after a month, I'll be glad. If you start one thing, all other things will follow. See? Don't harm anybody in mind, thought, word and thought. You remember it then, your mind will be clear. As the chastity, thought, word and deed, then radiation is your right. So, if you love God, and God is in every body, the temple of God resides in every heart. If you love God, you will naturally love all others in whom He resides. Then, whom you are going to deceive, perhaps. We know mentally certain things. Our brain is full of libraries of these things, but not a single point is digested and put into life. That is why there's no change. You have been keeping diaries for how long? Most of you do not keep. Most of you. I think of prayer in the West, I've got about 80% people keeping diaries. Here I think 5% won't keep diaries. You follow me? Keep diaries, be very, very hard task master, watch your life. Stick to it. I tell you, just digest one thing. Then put in daily time to your practices. And 2.5 hours. How many there will put in daily? You sit, only then mind with a test. You got very perfect way. You got something to start daily at the very initiation. Somebody asked Yogi another How long will it take to have light witness? At least 5 years penance will give you light. You got very first day. How fortunate you are. Without that you don't keep up to it. You don't maintain it. Those are maintaining quite appreciable. I'm talking to all of you, those who don't care. I would rather have only one or two men coming here rather than 100 here. Don't wait. I love you, my, with all your imperfections. And husband assured me, as Gandhi said, and husband loves his wife with all his drawbacks, infirmities. He said, I love Congress with all these shortcomings. I love you all with all your shortcomings. Why? Because you are sons of God. God resides within you. I wish you come direct. You got the man body, make the best use of the man body you have got. Only for that reason. Sometimes if you go to the one, they say, oh, that attention is only to bring you up. And that is also called the commandment of my master. You see, what is the standard? If you don't come up to the standard, you are taught then. These things have put before you so many times. I tell you very plainly, if you don't live up to what you are told, you cannot progress. Initiation helps you, of course, in your love for the Master, love for the light within you, you live up to it. If not, you don't care, you keep, take the medicine and put it in the shelf and don't use it, then please, you will have to come back again. Of course, not below man body. But what is the use of coming back? You have got the man body now. Why can't you make the best use of the things you have gotten? Your soul touches the God into pervading power. Into a special power, all sins will be washed. You are not to return. And much of the time of earthly life has passed already. Where we stand? Please do live up to what you are here. You come here. You come here for your own purposes and don't live up to what you are told, and you are deceiving all others too. I tell you, you don't deceive you, but all others, oh, this man is going to such a thing, his life is such a thing, his life is such a thing. People point their fingers to you. Such a low man, why? What satsang teaches? You defame the satsang. You become the source of deception to others. Is it all this taught by the satsang here? Come to senses, please. This is all what I just said. आपके यहाँ नहीं आने का क्या फायदा? आप भी उस बात को नहीं फायदा था जो तुमको देते जाते हो, तुम्हारा जीवन वैसे ही गंदा करते सत्संग नहीं आता. लोग अगर धोखा बने संबंधी में कम आप तो भाई साहब आते हो तो ले बापू बच्चे ट्रोटे लव फॉर गॉड लव फॉर एवरी बॉडी जस्ट टेक वन बाई वन एंड पुट इट इन योर लाइफ प्रैक्टिस. Then you will change. Anybody who sees you, he will run up here and come with the only purpose of knowing God. They know the subject taught here, no agriculture, no engineering, medicine, nothing of the sort. Only how to contact with God. That's a school for that purpose. It is a school of spirituality and nothing else. तो जिस काम के लिए आते हो वो काम यहां तुम्हारे आने का मतलब क्या? प्रभु को पाओ, यही है कि और कुछ? अगर यही है तो उससे पूरा फायदा उठाओ. तो देखिए व्हाट आई टेल यू, यू सी दीज आर वेरी गोल्डन जेम्स यू गॉट हियर. थिंक ऑफ देम, मेक यू पार्ट एंड पार्सल ऑफ योर लाइफ आफ्टर यू गाइस सब नाउ यू चेंज. गॉड इज आफ्टर सच पीपल हु आर रियली ट्रूली वांट हिम. Why you should run after God? God will run after you to find out where he can work to live. Baba Jaman Singh went out to find Baba Saman Singh in the Mari Hills from Bihar. There are thousands and thousands of other people residing in Punjab. Why did you go there? You were just watching who is Krishna and devotee. The more you act up to it, you will derive the full benefit of coming to the master and also to have the man body.
Good evening and welcome to the Satsang for Master Kripal Singh. The recording you listened to was two morning talks, How to Do Our Bhakti and Obedience to the Master. They were given on November 11, 1967 and January 12, 1968 at Sawan Ashram. Our reader tonight is David Halliburton. Hello, David.
Hi, Christine.
Please go ahead.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to read tonight three of Master's circular letters that were published in Sat Sandesh over the years. I will announce each one as I read it. I'm sure I'll get through two of them and part of the third one. The first one is called Blessed Are the Poor in Spirit. It was published in the November 1971 Sat Sandesh. Dear children of light, blessed are ye who, for the sake of righteousness, offer to work in the vineyard of the Master, and more so those who are actually engaged in the work. It is indeed a rare privilege which comes in one's way as a matter of grace, and not because there's anything special in us, and we must not on that account feel exalted and elated. On the contrary, we should thank our stars for having been given such an opportunity and try to serve the noble cause with contrition and humility. It should always be our earnest endeavor to make ourselves worthy of the trust and responsibility with which we have been entrusted, in spite of our weaknesses and shortcomings. It would always pay us if we occasionally make a pause to take stock of what we are, for at times we are carried away in our zeal to limits, limits beyond the limits of reason. The human mind is very tricky and treacherous. In diverse ways, quite imperceptibly, it starts playing antics. At times we begin to feel that we are God's elect. We know full well the divine plan and that the power of God cannot but work through us. We should know that we are yet on the way to perfection and not in any sense near perfection. Perfection is the goal that has to be achieved. Be ye perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect, is what Christ taught 2,000 years ago, and his teachings are as true today as they were then. A disciple is not above the master, nor a servant above his Lord. It is enough for a disciple that he be as his master, and the servant as his Lord. We have therefore to develop in us the virtues of the Master and the Lord. And what these virtues are is the next question. Humility is their greatest embellishment. Humility first and humility last is what they preach. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. So the emphasis here is more on poverty in spirit than on anything else. This, then, is the keynote for all who work for the sacred cause. Next comes love. Love for one and love for all. Love thy neighbor, for love is the fulfilling of the law of God. He that loveth not God, for God is love. A little leaven of love will leaven the whole lump and infect all those who are around you. Again, perfect love casteth out fear. Whensoever there is the least fear lurking, know it for certain that love hath not yet perfected in that heart. Naturally enough, from love spring forth the ideas of service and sacrifice. Love believes in giving, giving away the best you have, and not accepting anything in return, for that would be a barter and not love. Service before self is what love teaches. By love, serve one another, is what the Apostle Paul taught to the Galatians, and through them to all mankind. If we look critically, we will soon realize that all service, which we seem to be doing to others, is not to anybody else, but to the one self-same self, pervading everywhere and in all, including our seemingly individualized self, clothed in raiments of flesh and bones. This being the case, there is no ground for claiming any credit whatsoever. Loving service must therefore flow freely, fully, and naturally, as a matter of course, refreshing all hearts, for it will convert the otherwise dreary and desolate earth into a veritable Garden of Eden, for which we so earnestly pray every day, but find it receding from us, the more we wish for it. Where loving service begins to flow freely from the innermost depths of a heart, that heart naturally gets saturated with the milk of human kindness and becomes meek as a lamb, freed from the thorns and thistles of arrogance and pride. One becomes harmless as a dove. He cannot then injure the feelings of others by thought, by words, or by deeds. He would ever fear to judge others and make unruly remarks and comments. Judge not others, lest ye be judged and found wanting by the great judge. This thought would keep him on his guard. Human heart is the seat of God, and should in no wise be injured. A Muslim dervish goes to the length of saying, "Burn the Holy Quran if you will, and raise Kaaba to dust, but injure not a human heart, for it is the seat of God." Courtesy, you will realize, costs nothing, but pays rich dividends. It is from the abundance of heart that the tongue speaks. If you studiously cultivate purity of heart, your tongue will automatically become honeyed sweet. A tongue cut is always deeper than a sword cut, and remains ever green and gangrenous. We should avoid all idle talk, for every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. These are just a few of the axiomatic truths that have been placed before you for your guidance and welfare, so that you may benefit therefrom. Not only yourself, but you will be able to benefit others as well by your noble example. An example is better than hundreds of sermons, and an ounce of practice works more than tons of theoretical disputations and dissertations. One thing more, there is a growing tendency with some persons to make divisions among the satsangis, good satsangis and bad satsangis. All satsangis are satsangis, and one who has been chosen, called, justified, accepted, and glorified by being linked with the living strands of life within the light and sound of God, the audible life stream, is truly in touch with truth, or Sat, and accordingly is a satsangi. To classify satsangis into good and bad satsangis is hardly justifiable, for it is said, God first created the light. We are all children of the light. The whole creation sprang from the light. Why then dub anyone as evil? This being the case, we are all equal in the sight of God. Whosoever thinks otherwise has, I'm afraid, not yet come by the rudiments of the sacred science. Some may be slow and some rapid in their inner development. That is quite a different thing, for each one has his or her peculiar background and mental makeup, as coming from past incarnations. But to give a bad name to any is not justifiable in the least. And if one does that, he shows a bad taste, and the sooner he rids himself of this habit, the better it will be for him and for all concerned. A child is dear to the mother, even if he or she is smeared with filth, and the mother washes him down with love and hugs him to herself. Know it for certain that he who feels exalted is abased, and he who humbles himself is exalted. A tree laden with flowers and fruits bends with their weight, while the palm tree that stands tall and erect bears nothing. Again, a tree is known by the fruit it bears. Be ye truly the children of light, and shed light to others that they may take heart, and your light prove a lamp unto their feet, and that they may not stumble, but are guided to the way of God. For therein lies your duty to God and the power of God, with which you have been united by the grace of the Master Power. If you will live up to these instructions, it will hasten the Master's coming to you to see you all in loving harmony. I may add a few words about initiation into the esoteric science of the soul before I close. Initiation, you should know, is granted not haphazardly or for the mere asking, but according to certain inner principles. Your recommendation is required so that you may be satisfied as far as possible, so that you may have no qualms of conscience afterward, and feel hurt if anything goes awry in course of time. Sometimes it may even happen that certain individuals may not, according to ordinary standards, appear to be qualified for the gift of Nam. And yet, Nam is given to them, simply because it is ordained from above. So, these are matters which cannot, in all instances, be judged on the human level. With all love and kindly thoughts for all, yours affectionately, Kirpal Singh. And now I'm going to turn to another of Master's circular letters. This one was called By Love, Serve One Another, printed in the July 1975 issue of Sat Sandesh. How fortunate you are that you have been initiated into the secret inner path leading to the kingdom of God, the kingdom that comes not by observation without, but that which lies within you. Know you not that you are the temple of the Holy Ghost? Verily you are so, and you have witnessed within yourselves the primal manifestations of the Godhead, no matter what level, according to your mental makeup and the receptivity developed by you. You have seen what many prophets and righteous men desired to see but did not see, and you have heard what they desired to hear but did not hear. God is spirit and can only be worshipped in spirit. You must therefore try to rise over and above the body consciousness and strive to arise into the consciousness of the higher order, I mean spiritual consciousness, rather than remain tied to your own persons, or in fact to any other person, howsoever great he may appear to be in his own eyes or in the eyes of others. Principles are higher, much higher, I would say, than personalities. Persons may come and go. Personal cults may linger for a while. Yet principles, the spiritual values, last and last beyond time. Your main concern should now be to develop the inner experience granted to you. Love the God in action power with all your mind, with all your heart, with all your strength, and with all your soul. This will enable you to expand beyond all measure so as to embrace the totality of his being, far above party affiliations, party politics, and all politickings. A tree is known by the fruit it bears. Do glory unto the God power, and you shall be glorified in return without any effort on your part. That is the law. And again, a fruit-laden tree bends with the weight of the fruit it bears. Try to cultivate and attain the divine virtues of love, humility, and understanding for all. Who is there under the sun who has no failings and shortcomings? With all our righteousnesses, we are but filthy rags. Be polite and courteous with all. Courtesy costs you nothing, but it pays rich dividends. Human heart is verily the seat of God and must be kept sanctified at all times and at all costs, no matter what the sacrifice. Learn to live peacefully and amicably with each other, giving due regard to the feelings and sentiments of others. By love, serve one another should be your rule in life. A loving service adorns both the server and the served alike. The above injunctions apply equally, nay, with greater force, to the group leaders and representatives of the Master, for they have to set a better example to all those who are within the sphere of their influence. They must know that they are just instruments in the divine plan, and not the flywheel running the plan itself. And unless they work smoothly in loving harmony and cooperation, they are bound to generate heat by constant friction, damaging not only the quality of the work, but even themselves. Ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing. Should the protecting hedge itself start nibbling the farm enclosed in its fold, you can well imagine what would remain of the farm, a pestilence-stricken, arid ground of no consequence. It hardly serves any useful purpose to cast aspersions upon anybody, or assign motives to whatever one says or does. For it is not given to us to read anybody's mind when we cannot read even our own. Judge not, lest ye be judged and found wanting in the divine scales. Therefore, arraign not anybody, much less your colleagues and brothers in faith. In case of honest differences of opinion, which sometimes may arise, try to iron them out lovingly and in private, rather than wash the dirty linen in public meetings and public places, spreading a nauseating, foul smell around you. If you cannot do so between yourselves for one reason or another, you will do well to refer the problem to the Master for solution and reconciliation of the apparently divergent views. I therefore enjoin on all of you to keep loving and friendly relations among yourselves as children of the same Father, and do not do anything that may make anybody raise a pointing finger at you and bring disrepute to the highest knowledge, the science of the beyond, which you have come by after an evolution through ages past. Ye are the light of the world, and hence should keep this light aloft on the hilltop, so that those who see it, even from a distance, are encouraged to seek you for advice, and bless you for your sage counsel, and the master power that helped you to it. As such, you are to help your brothers in faith, keeping them firm in their loving devotion to the Master, instead of coming in between them and the Master, for all belong to Him. All of us are, in fact, fruit gatherers in the vineyard of the Master. We have nothing in us to recommend us to His grace. The puppets in a pantomime show dance not by themselves, but by the wire puller behind the screen. To assume any importance in doing the Master's work is not worthy of noble souls as you are. We are all of the Master and for the Master, but not the Master. Gurbhais. And not the Guru. For Guru power is only in one commissioned from above. The Master knows best how to carry on the divine plan. Let us therefore submit our individual wills to His will, and not appropriate to ourselves any credit for the freely and lovingly bestowed upon us by Him. After all, what is there in the conduits that simply pass on the refreshing and life-giving water that comes from the overhead reservoir, the Master Power? The greatness of the Master is not to be judged by the strength of His following or by the outer clamor of His court. He is not after wealth, nor after name and fame, nor after the numbers that follow Him. He, standing on the hilltop, knows in what hearts the fire of anguish is smoldering, and, like oxygen, comes in so many diverse ways to fan the flames of loving devotion in them. So nobody should feel that he or she is indispensable, and therefore put on airs which others may resent or cavil at. Remember that we cannot add to or detract from the glory that is His. If we can be of any service in His cause, that may, on the contrary, be taken as a privilege coming from Him in His grace. In the end, I hope that every one of you, whatever your position in life, whatever your place in the administrative setup for furthering the holy cause, will contribute his might as best as possible, in a spirit of loving and selfless service, and try to enrich himself inwardly by living in peace and amity in his respective circle, radiating nothing but fragrance to all around him, as so many children in the one grand family of man. One thing more which I cannot help but emphasize for the benefit of all the dear ones on the path. If at all any of you at any time feel that you are the most favored in divine manifestations, you should try to exercise restraint and observe decorum in society, rather than be carried away by the emotional tide that may take you off your feet. Humility is the first and the last adornment that embellishes the noble soul. My best wishes are ever with you, and nothing will give me greater pleasure than to see you all well set on the spiritual path, with appreciation of each other, moving shoulder to shoulder, forming one spiritual phalanx, so that those who see you will admire you and get inspiration from you. Wishing you, one and all, Godspeed on the God way. Yours affectionately, Kirpal Singh. Well, I have a few more minutes. I will read from this unnamed circular letter from the Master that was published in the August 1973 Satsandesh. Dear children of light, representatives, group leaders, initiates, seekers of God, and aspirants, it is a pleasure to see that the vineyard of Hazur is in full bloom, and his family is growing from strength to strength with the passage of time. Along with this, there is a corresponding increase in the workload, especially in the incoming mail, that is growing in bulk each day. In this connection, I have already issued 3 detailed circular letters, followed by one on February 20th, 1971. The main purpose of issuing those circular letters was to provide useful and practical guidelines to the dear ones on the path, and consequently to streamline and cut down the unnecessary and avoidable correspondence. But it appears that the instructions contained in those circular letters have not been read, appreciated, and followed in the spirit in which they were issued. It is evident from the incessant inflow of numerous routine and stereotype letters and communications received over here in large numbers. You would please realize that it takes a lot of time to dispose of it by working late hours in the night, many times beyond midnight. It is therefore once again desired to limit the correspondence work and to keep it within rational bounds. For this purpose, it is suggested that everyone must strive to do his or her might to achieve the desired results positively, so as to leave ample time for the Master to attend to more important matters of policy, planning, and projects in hand relating to man-making and spiritual upliftment all around. I have time and again emphasized that each one should make oneself thoroughly conversant with A, the guidelines provided in the various books published so far, and B, the contents of the various circular letters issued heretofore. It is all the more important that the group leaders and the representatives should, by careful reading and reverent study of the books and circular letters, make themselves thoroughly conversant with the basic tenets of the science spiritual, and induce those in the fold, both old and new, to do likewise, so as to have a clear and correct insight into the day-to-day problems of life, which are, more or less, alike in their nature and are of a routine type. In this way, there would be a division of labor, and each one would learn to stand on one's own legs, and will also be able to help his or her brethren. By helping others, you are in fact helping your own self in so many different forms. Selfless service has its own reward, and being born of innate love for all embraces the totality of his being. Well, I've run out of time. Tonight I read Master's circular letter, Blessed Are the Poor in Spirit, from November 1971, Sat Sandesh. By Love, Serve One Another, from the July 75, Sat Sandesh. And his untitled circular letter from August 1973, Sat Sandesh. Thank you, Master.
Thank you, David, for reading Master's gracious and very inspiring words. There were 56 participants at tonight's satsang. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and thank you, Divine Master, for bringing us together to receive your loving guidance and blessings.
When you are connected for one purpose, then do it joyously, quietly, lovingly, selflessly. Thank God that you have been selected for that job. You are brought in that arrangement to carry on the work. It is His grace.